I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. Did you know that at least 21 million people are in forced labor and sexual exploitation today? Food for the Hungry is just one of several ministries fighting trafficking and offering Christ's hope. FH goes into impoverished communities in central India to teach sustainable farming so that poor families don't feel pressured to sell their children. They've also partnered with Youth with a Mission to establish safe houses for children, mostly girls, who are rescued from sexual slavery. Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry explains.
We take them into a home where they're going to be cared for, they're going to be nurtured, they're going to be given clean clothes, they're going to be having house parents, and at the same time, spiritual formation and educational opportunities.
So what can you do to help stop trafficking? You can pray, and you can get behind ministries who are fighting the issue in the name of Christ. And there are always risks and consequences associated with strikes, but perhaps none so deadly as when they involve hospitals. There's an ongoing situation in Kenya along those lines. Angela Maney of World Gospel Mission explains.
There have been strikes that have been affecting the healthcare in Kenya. There was a doctor's strike in the beginning of the year that lasted 100 days. And now there's currently a nurse's strike that's going on.
Meanwhile, Tenwick has been overloaded with the patients who've been turned away from other facilities closed due to the strike. Would you take a moment and pray for a solution to be found for Kenya? And
prayer for our staff that we can use this opportunity to reach even more people with the love of Jesus as people come to our hospital that might not otherwise come.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.